You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 132.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
And welcome to another Blissful Bites podcast. I'm so psyched to bring you this podcast episode today with Lisa Higham from The Well Necessities. She is a registered dietitian, and she's really unique because she actually has an office, which isn't something that a lot of younger registered dietitians have, and she brings a awesome perspective to you today here on the interview. So I'm really excited to introduce you to her and to just hear what she has to say about building her business as a dietitian and also as an influencer. But before we get into the interview, I also want to tell you about something very special. If you have been wondering about my productivity secrets, if you've been wondering how I've built a business in the past 9 months, you've heard me talk about Todd Herman, you've heard me talk about the 90-day year, and Todd just released his new video series, and he's sharing his best stuff with you. He's sharing all about how to be productive, how to have a positive mindset, how to focus on that wow brain instead of getting caught in that ow brain, that why me mentality, and the comparison trap. So I would love for you to get to know Todd like I have and watch his free video series. You can find it at NicoleCulverBlog.com/Todd, and I know you'll get a lot out of it. Be sure to let me know what you walked away learning, and he's really busting a lot of things that we have thought to be true. He's really smart, and I just really like the guy. So go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/Todd and just go meet him and hear what he has to say. So let's get into the interview, and be sure to also reach out to Lisa and tell her what you thought about it. Let's get into it. First, a word from our sponsor. This month's sponsor is Kit Life, and I'm so psyched to have them back as this month's sponsor again. If you're listening to this podcast, then you're most likely trying to grow your blog and your business, and you have a lot going on. You know, if you've been listening, that I really talk about learning how to prioritize and work your schedule so you can stay organized and focused. If you're anything like me, you can always use some help keeping it all together, and Kit Life is the perfect answer to that struggle. The Kit Life women have created specialty day planners and coordinating products that will help you make the most of every single day. First of all, the planners are absolutely beautiful, and they're super unique because they focus on much more than your typical to-do list. They're bright, fun, and vibrant, and they really, really help you be productive, positive, and even healthy by encouraging you to drink water. Since I have a big foodie audience, I know you're all gonna love the meal planning features and nutrition and fitness add-ons. Kit Life has tons of ways that you can customize it to fit what you need, which is why I love them so much. They have these daily tracker stickers, and there's even a social media sticker that can help you manage your efforts to build your brand. So I want you to go check out NicoleCulverBlog.com/KitLife. You can see photos, reviews, and more information right there. And as a special promotion for the Blissful Bites podcast listeners, if you enter my name, Nicole Culver, in the comments section at checkout, Team Kit will add in a set of these really, really cute snail mail postcards, which are just for fun. And this variety pack of 10 postcards are so cute, and they're themed for the holidays too, so you can go and send love to friends and family. So go check it out. NicoleCulverBlog.com/KitLife. Lisa is a registered dietitian in New York. She works privately with clients to achieve their health goals. She believes in the power of real food and eating mindfully to prevent and combat disease and disordered eating. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us today.
Good. I'm actually so excited to be here. I'm really loving this whole podcast world. I'm kind of new to it.
Yeah, I love it. So tell everyone a little bit about you and everything you do.
Okay. So hi, everybody who's listening. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. So as Nicole said, I'm a registered dietitian first and foremost. I have an online presence, I guess, called The Well Necessities. It's my blog, Instagram, and a private practice that pretty much goes the same way. So basically half the time I work privately with clients one-on-one. And then the other half of the time I work with brands on my blog and on Instagram in the kitchen and develop basically healthy, very easy recipes to kind of show people that it doesn't have to be complicated and intimidating. And, you know, delicious food is actually a lot simpler than we think.
Yes, it totally is. And what I love about you is, mm-hmm. first of all, I love having all different types of guests on just to show the variety in the jobs that we all have. And I love that as a registered dietitian, you actually have a brick and mortar office because that's so rare these days.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's rare because you could actually have a complete online business. And that was one of the things that I was considering before I started my private practice, seeing clients virtually. But I think that I know my skill set as a person, and I do really well face to face, and I can't always convey everything I'm trying to get out over the phone or Skype, which, you know, hopefully in this session I'm able to do. But I think that face to face is an aspect of communication that gets lost in this day and age. And so for me, it was really important to have somewhere to go every day and a place to kind of establish my practice. I just didn't feel like it would be legitimate without the brick and mortar. And maybe that's just a personal thing, you know, like I felt like I needed an actual place to go and be there and for it to feel real. But having the brick and mortar, as you call it, which is really just a tiny little office, I feel like it just kind of gave me the confidence to say, hey, I'm a registered dietitian. Come see me. Let me show you how I can help you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you started your in-person practice first, and then you brought your brand online. Is that how you did it?
So it's actually kind of a little bit backwards. So I was in grad school for about 6 years. I decided I wanted to be a nutritionist. I went to Columbia to get my master's in nutrition and exercise, and then I had my internship. So during these last 5 or 6 years or so, my online presence kind of developed organically, I should say. It was kind of just a way to show people, like, I'm doing nutrition. It was kind of just my own platform. It started personal, and then when I realized that I was getting kind of strangers on board, I said, you know what, I have to turn this into a brand. So the brand kind of existed, although a bit differently, prior, but the practice itself came after. And then once the practice came, the brand itself kind of began to change and mold to this new role as a dietitian.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And how do you balance it between your online business? I know you work in New York City and you have your office on Long Island. So how do you really balance all the different locations and the different types of work that you do?
So if I make it look easy to anybody, that would be a lie. I'm still trying to figure out the balancing act. But I think what I'm trying to do is establish a routine. So I'm in my office seeing clients at least 2 or 3 days a week. Mondays and Tuesdays, I'll be on Long Island seeing office patients. Wednesdays, I see them in the city. And then Thursday and Friday, I try to kind of spend time on my blog, my newsletter. I also have a different business called the Well Necessities Collection, which I'll tell you about in a bit. So I try and just create designated times for each part of my work. And I've been in doing this for about a year, and I have to say I'm still trying to figure out exactly how to do it so I'm most efficient at all times. And that's probably just a personal struggle I'm trying to, you know, overcome and get better at.
Yeah, I can relate to that too, because I do a bunch of different things also. Do you hear a lot the question, how do you do it all?
Well, I definitely ask it a lot to other people. I don't know if people realize kind of how back and forth I'm going all the time, but I always like to talk to other women, whether they are running a business, or even just a mom who doesn't have a job, I'm always asking, how do you do it? I think that time management and the way people structure their day, I just have so much to learn from each person. I also feel like despite going back and forth and having all these different things going on, there's so much clutter in our world. I feel like information is just being thrown on me through Instagram, text message, my emails. So I'm just always looking and asking people, how do they unclutter and stay focused? And I've gotten some great tips from other people, but I feel like I'm asking it more than people really ask me. And that's basically just because I don't think people really realize all that I took on, maybe a bit too fast.
Yeah. And has there been one tip that really has resonated with you or that has helped you focus a little bit more?
You know, I think just it comes down to just, you know, watering your own grass. I don't know if that's the right expression, but just focusing on what you're doing and trying to not let the noise consume you. So whether it's you know, setting certain times to just work on your blog, or making sure giving designated times to go on Instagram or things like that, making that most of your time is focused on doing what you're doing, what you want to do, and not letting all these distractions pull you in, if that makes any sense to you.
It does. It does. Just focusing. And I talk about that a lot on the podcast and in my Facebook group too. Just whatever you're doing, focus on that one thing and don't be pulled in 10 different directions.
Yeah. I'm really also starting to create some morning and evening rituals to kind of tie my day together a little bit more. And those are some of my areas of wellness weakness, my weakness in the world of wellness. I know I feel like some people wake up and they have a slow cup of coffee and they meditate. And like my mornings just rarely look like that. On the weekends maybe, but they just don't. And my evenings, you know, are usually kind of crazy too. And I'm trying to just slow it down on those two ends. And I think that those two things are really key to having good energy and focus throughout the day.
I definitely agree. So I would love for you to talk a little bit, because to give you a little bit of information just about the podcast, I talk a lot about getting into your community and just building relationships and how that will help you in your business and in your career. So could you talk a little bit about the things you do in your community that really support your practice, especially in your office practice?
Yeah, I think that even like, well, I know you get a lot of food bloggers that listen, and even though it's kind of like an isolated industry where you could stay behind your computer, I truly believe that, you know, together we can do much more. And there's a phrase called Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U, that means people are people through people. And it sounds kind of silly, but it basically means I am who I am because you're in my life. And what I found in my practice is I have no practice if I don't get out there and talk to people in my community, doctors, spas, fitness places, all those things. You know, the more that you could support someone else and know people, that's where the connections are kind of made. So I definitely agree. Going out into your community is essential. And even if you have an isolating type job, there's still so much to learn from those around you. And just personally for myself, like I said, I thought that my practice, I wanted to do a virtual practice. I mean, that would have saved me a couple thousand dollars, you know, each year on not having to pay for the brick and mortar. But what I realized is that that's not my clientele. I needed people in my community who wanted my help. And that's not necessarily the people who are online. So personally, I work with a lot of doctors. Those are my best referrals. And part of that is meeting with them and seeing what their clients need. And a lot of it is doing a lot of things for free. Do you do a lot of stuff for free, Nicole?
Yes. Yes. I have a Facebook community that I'm in every single day for free.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, so you got to give a lot back to your community to get some, and you're probably going to give more than you're going to get back, but I think it's still all worth it. I love doing like talks at cafes and stuff like that, and those are the best ways to grow my business and my brand, and, you know, not just show, not have people head onto my website and make their own ideas about who I am and what my practice is, but to show them my face and my energy and, you know, my compassion, I guess.
Yeah. And to let them get to know you and trust you.
Yes. Yes. Rapport is really, really important in my line of work. They have to trust me, and that is really hard to do over the internet.
Yeah. And they know, I mean, if you have a connection with someone, I'm sure they're more likely to have that follow-up phone call or come in and meet with you as opposed to something that's virtual through an email.
Yeah. And on that note, I think that in any business or any life, like, it was just reminded to me, I was at this class called the Master Class. It was part of the nutrition school by Carrie Glassman. And Candace Kumai came to talk to us. Do you know Candace?
No, I don't.
Candace is called like the golden girl of wellness. She's a chef and a journalist. And she just basically, what did she say? I just totally blanked on my thought. What was I going to say there?
I can cut this, so don't stress.
Wait, what were we just talking about 1 second ago that I was going to pull her in?
We were talking
sorry,
about...
I got it.
Okay.
So we had Candace Kumai come in, and she basically just told us and reminded me kind of the importance of first impressions. So I think in any industry, first impressions are so, so, so important. And it's more than what you say and what you do. It's how you look and the way you look at people. And there's so much in the art of meeting people that helps you grow your brand.
Absolutely. Totally. And that kind of brings us into my next question. How do you get involved with things like the Nutrition School or the Well Summit or other events in the city?
Oh, good question. I think that naturally I've sort of just been networking my whole life. So the Nutrition School is head by Carrie Glassman, who's a registered dietitian. She was in private practice for over 15 years in New York City. And she, I've just always looked up to Carrie. I interned for her. And I think it's just getting to know the people in your industry and connecting with them and giving them your time and letting them know you're interested in them. And as soon as I think you show interest in other people, that's really all what people want. People just want to feel like they're getting to you. So just constantly talking to the people in your industry, letting them know what you're doing, and staying in the know, I think is important. And it's hard to balance, again, that staying in the know while focusing on your own work. But you got to let certain people in and show them that you care about them and they care about you. And New York City is a really exciting place for all of this wellness stuff right now.
So if you had advice for the listeners, if they haven't started to do this, what do you think should be the first step they take to getting out in their community and finding out about fun events? Where do you think they should turn?
So is this for food bloggers or anybody?
I would say food bloggers, but I also do have a fair amount of fitness people as well.
Okay. Well, I think that you choose 5 people that inspire you or that you think are doing something that you don't know about or don't know enough about, and you reach out to them and simply ask if you can pick their brain. I personally say yes to anybody that asks me this. And most recently, I had somebody ask me if we could meet for coffee because she wanted to become a dietitian, and we met. And I'm so happy that I said yes to this, because this girl is just girl, young woman, happens to be amazing and is going to be incredible in my industry in the next couple of years, and has already brought tremendous value to my brand by helping me on such projects. So reach out to the people that inspire you. And I have to say, you know, you'll probably be let down by some of them, but find out of the 5 that you reach out to, 1 or 2 will say yes, and really opportunize on the time that they'll give you, because nothing trumps experience. And if somebody else has the experience and they're willing to share it with you, that saves you hours and hours of trial and error on your own end.
I love that advice. And how do you find the line then for you versus like people who want to say, I want to pick your brain? And how do you find the balance of giving your time away for free and saying no?
Very good question. I really try not to say no to anybody in my exact. It's a good question. I think that if they're reaching out about nutrition or something that I feel that I could really help them to, I really try and say yes, because the people that said yes to me advanced my career and saved me so much time. But I can kind of tell if somebody hasn't done their own research, you know? So if somebody comes to me and I can tell they've done their back research, they're not starting from scratch by the time they get to me, I'm going to say yes. And like, you know, if it's a phone call for 15 minutes, I have time for that, you know? Meeting in person, it's if I feel that that person really has done their back research and they could use just a little bit of FaceTime. I've seen online that some people charge for those types of services. And it's something that I've kind of considered, thought about, because, you know, why not? But at the same time, it just doesn't feel exactly right yet, because, you know, I'm not telling anybody what to do or putting them on a plan or mentoring them. It's literally 15 minutes of my time, which is not that, you know, it's worth a lot to me, but it's really, everybody has 15 minutes to give once a day to somebody else.
I love that. And I think it really is that giving thing. And at the same time, they're probably not coming to you asking for a meal plan or a diet plan for free.
Oh,
they're
yes,
they're trying to figure out if being an RD is the right path for them.
Yes. I'm sorry. Let me back up for a minute. If somebody, I get requests. Can you help me with this, this, and this? If it's something, it's a service that I offer that takes my valuable time and work. You got to know what you can, you got to know the value of your own work, right? In any industry. So you can't give away things for free. And I know that anything I do is going to take it to do it properly is going to take me time. So if it's a service or something like that, I offer a 15-minute free consultation. I think you do a similar thing, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to give that to somebody to see if we'd be a good fit. But if it's something more extensive than that, you know, it's no, that's a service that I offer. And I'm happy to give you 100% my all of it. But that means that, you know, you need to support me so that I can give you that time.
Yes, absolutely. And how do you think, do you have like one tip for someone if they are trying to figure out the route for them? Because being an RD is serious school. So how do you help people figure that out? Is there one tip to help them kind of flesh out if being an RD is right for them? Because someone like me, I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition just to help me with my food brand, Blissful Eats, and to learn more about food and nutrition, but an RD wasn't right for me. So how do you help people figure that out?
Yeah, that's really tough. And that's where, you know, kind of where I give people 15 or 20 minutes over a phone conversation and it turns into an hour and we haven't really accomplished much. I think that anybody, that's a really good question, because so many people are career changers or they just finished their undergraduate, but they didn't do nutrition and they want to know what to do. For me, it was obvious. I knew I wanted to be a registered dietitian. Those credentials to me were invaluable. That's something nobody can take away from you. But I think you need to develop what your end goal is first and then move backwards. So if you know that you want to work in private practice, and you want to work with clients who may be sick, you know, not just the average I want to lose weight person, then being a registered dietitian is for you. But if you don't, maybe you're not that serious, maybe you just want to dabble in nutrition, perhaps the RD isn't for you. And there's so many routes to it. I've heard great things about the IIN where you went, that I think you really need to do your research, look at what's out there. But before you do your research, identify with yourself what your end goal is. Keeping in mind that end goal might change, but once you have said to yourself, I want to be A and I want to do B, you can work backwards from there and say, okay, well, this credential won't really give me the tools to do that.
Yeah.
That's
a great tip.
It's complicated. I mean, you know, when I signed up to be a registered dietitian or went to school for it, I thought I was looking at 2 or 3 years, which turned into 5 or 6. But with that being said, I have these credentials for my life and nobody can take that from me, you know?
Yes. And I love how you said that your goal may change, because it might, and that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at 22, if you're 22 or 23, you may not know exactly what you want to do. I mean, what I want to do has changed kind of a lot, but I think that's just life, you know? Yes. And the more you experience, you'll realize a lot of people thought that they would like private practice or they didn't, or they thought that they'd like working in a hospital and they don't. Or maybe the opposite. They thought they'd hate working in a hospital, but they actually love it. So, you know, you just don't know.
And I love how you really have customized your job and taken on different areas, and you have made it work for you.
Yeah, thank you.
So now let's talk about your physical product, because I know this is something new-ish that you are doing. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so this is called the Well Necessities Collection. So I started my practice about a year and a half ago, and I am working with real-life patients in my office, and they are not necessarily 20 years old or, you know, in the food blogging world. They range. There are some that are my age, but I have all types of clientele. I have people that have just had heart attacks to, you know, a woman in menopause. So I've got all different types of people, but basically I was so excited to tell them to make their meal plans. You know, everybody wants a meal plan. So I'd make them, you know, suggest the meal plans, and I'd recommend specific products. I've been working with brands for a long time, so I really trust the brands that I recommend. And they'd look at this and be like, I've never seen this before. I don't know. Maybe it was like Bonza Pasta. You're familiar with that?
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, they're great. But to a regular layperson, they've never heard of chickpea pasta before. So they're like, well, I don't know. Where do I even get this? And I'm like, okay, well, you know, Whole Foods definitely has it. And they've never even been to a Whole Foods before. And the thought of going to a new place was just kind of nerve-wracking. And then going to find the specific product was even more nerve-wracking. So I kind of took a step back and I was like, okay, so what can I do to connect my clients with the products that I love? And the idea of a marketplace kind of came and went very fast. It's hard to stock inventory and everything. So I said, you know what? Well, I sat with my partner, who is a doctor, a soon-to-be cardiologist, and I said, what can I do? And he said, well, let's like put our passions together here. You've got a love for these companies that you work with, and you've got a love for your clients. So what if we could offer them kind of like a starter pack of all the essentials you need? And I'm like, okay, that's a really good idea. And before that even kind of took off, I was like, you know what, why just offer it to my clients? Why not offer it to and fuse my social media world and blog world with my client world? So basically, I create each season, so four times a year, I come out with a collection. It's about 15 products of healthy food products and lifestyle essentials that basically protect and foster good health. So instead of things like a 100 calorie Oreo pack that has no nutrients in it, I'll put something in like a cassava chip or, you know, a jicama chip. So kind of just healthy alternatives, kind of what we call like functional foods, and foods that are kind of packaged with a purpose. I know the people that are making these foods. I trust what they're doing. I know the ingredients in and out, and it's fun. So it's kind of like a subscription box, like a Birchbox, you know that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like the Birchbox for healthy eating and lifestyle essentials, except it's four times a year. So, you know, we're not charging each month. You can cancel at any time. And we just like pack it like it's Santa Claus's bag of goodies. Like we try and just make it as fun as possible so that everybody's getting excited about the products.
I love that. And there are some really, really great products in there. Has there been anything that has surprised you from going to being an RD with clients to dealing with physical products?
Yeah, I mean, they're just completely different industries here. I had to take on customer service roles, make sure everybody's happy, shipping. I really learned an entirely different industry. The subscription industry is really, really interesting. And there's a lot of research coming out about how that's kind of like the new wave of marketing. But again, this didn't develop because I wanted to take on another business role. This came out of kind of necessity and fun and then turned into, okay, well, I could offer this to everybody. And it kind of grew faster than I could.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you did that in a way just to serve your clients, and then it became a larger thing than that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's by any means putting food on the table, but it's fun.
Yes. Yes, exactly. We always talk about just the it's hard to have physical products, and there's a lot of things when you're not in it doing the physical product thing that you don't even realize. So we try and definitely talk about that so the listeners can understand what goes into having a physical product and actually getting it created, packed, shipped, and sent to their doorstep.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you actually make your product, so I'm sure you're dealing with a lot more steps than I am. But, you know, we still also have quality control issues, inventory control, expiration dates. Oh, gosh, that's a big one. Just kind of keeping your tabs on all of these things. We've actually recently just partnered with a fulfillment company. So when I started this business, I was basically doing it out of my basement. And like I said, it kind of grew faster than I could. So I really want to spend more of my time working with people and on my blog. So it made more sense for me to outsource. So now I have somebody that packages the bags and sends them out. And I could really focus on what I want to do, which is, selecting the products, promoting the products, and then work with my clients. And I was losing a lot of time to the shipping and the boxing and everything. I mean, it's really funny if you saw what took place in my basement.
I can imagine.
Yes, I'm sure you've got the same thing, but, you know, running
yes,
around
100%.
Running around with a tape gun and a label maker and,
yes, you know. It can be quite comical. And you're like, oh, if they only knew.
Yeah, exactly. And it really also, like, I've gotten to learn a bit about what it feels like to be on the other. I also kind of work as an influencer on my page. So I know what it's like to be like a blogger and an influencer, but I didn't know what it was like to be a brand. And so now I send my product out to influencers to review or become affiliates. And, you know, there were a couple times where people would send me product and I didn't, you know, I lost track of responding to them or keeping up on it. And as a brand who's putting as a brand who's sending it out to somebody and knows that everything costs money, I have a newfound appreciation for getting back to each person that sends something to me, letting them know if I liked it or didn't like it, which, by the way, letting a company know that you didn't like it, I think is okay too, as long as you do it tastefully. But letting them know, at least saying thank you, I think is a big part of it. And again, like as an influencer, like even though you kind of hide behind your computer, it's still your reputation and everybody in the industry talks. So for food bloggers alike, if you don't respond to somebody that sends you something, you know, they may tell their friend who works at a different company, you know, that person never responded to me. And it's all just protecting your reputation and keeping a good name. Not to say that I've perfected this as an influencer at all. I'm sure things slip through the cracks, but I definitely have another appreciation for all the companies that have sent me things and, you know, delivered things to my doorstep. It's all money and time.
Yeah. And it definitely does let you see things from both perspectives. I love that you said that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of been the most eye-opening part of it. You know, I feel like such an idiot, for lack of a better word, for all the companies that reached out on days that I got 5 or 6 packages and I didn't respond to them and show them that I appreciated it, because that was love and effort that went into getting it into my hands. And, you know, you live and you learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So lastly, is there any last bit of information that you want to share or something that you think your followers or your customers, your clients don't know about you that you would want them to know?
Good question. What do you know about me, Nicole? I'll reverse it back to you.
Oh, well, I know that you are very authentic and you try and be very genuine and come across on your Instagram page like that, and you always try and just be real and show it how it is and not just always try and make these perfect pretty pictures.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. I don't care if somebody is not eating kale every single day. You know, I guess what I really want people to know is that, yes, I'm a nutritionist, but I try and preach wellness. And wellness to me is about so much more than what you eat. It's about the things you're doing when you're not eating. So the things that truly make your heart, you know, smile, spending time with your family, you know, doing something that you love, vacations with your loved ones, whatever it is, the stuff that really makes you happy, I think is what wellness is about. And so even though living and eating a healthy diet is important, not getting swamped and kind of inundated with all of that, and putting your energy into the things that really matter, like the people around you.
Yeah, I love that. And that's such a perfect way to end the interview.
Okay, thank you, Nicole.
Well, tell everyone before you go, just tell everyone where they can find you and your collection and just where they can connect with you.
Good, good. Okay, so you can always email me, lisa@thewellnecessities.com. You can follow me on Instagram @thewellnecessities. Or you can check out my blog, thewellnecessities.com. And the spelling for all of that is T-H-E-W-E-L-L-N-E-C-E-S-S-I-T-I-E-S. And I probably should have chosen an easier name when...
No, it's perfect. It's you.
It's me. Right. So if anybody has questions, feel free to reach out. I try to respond to my emails within 48 hours. If I'm any longer, forgive me. I will get to it.
Thank you so much for being here today. You were so much fun.
Thanks, Nicole. Talk to you soon.
You can find all information about Lisa and the Well Necessities in our show notes at NicoleCulverBlog.com/podcast. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and a helpful business tip. Do you know what stage of blogging you're in? I put together this quiz to help you figure out what stage of blogging you're in and what you need to do to actually get to the next level. So take the quiz. It takes about 30 seconds. And from there, you'll learn what stage you're in and what things that you need to focus on to bring your blog and your business to the next level. Visit NicoleCulverBlog.com/quiz to take it and get started.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.